anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Dick Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat, and Lick and Lap by VitaCraft is the way to go. It's a 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will love. You can find it at VitaCraft.us, also at Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Also, Good Pets food supplements for your dogs. They are treats and give your dog a healthier life. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out any odor, even skunk. And you can only get it on their website, SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E number 10X.com. And join me and Colette Tours next year for a trip to Italy. Find out more at 800-581-8942, the booking number 1382-009, or just go to our website, TalkinPets.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
Been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. Buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what can get you. Your fever dream, can't you see you getting closer? Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flooding open. It's a picture in the pulpit, and you're blind devotion. There's something.
The Great Dane, eager to please. Great Danes are friendly, easygoing, and gentle with children in the family as long as they are treated with kindness. They will bark deeply when someone comes to the door, but aren't usually aggressive. They may be shy around strangers. Introducing them at an early age to a variety of people and situations will help them become flexible and adaptable. Obedience training is very important for such large, powerful dogs. Training should be firm, calm, and gentle. Tug of war or other aggressive games should not be played. Some are very heavy droolers. The Great Danes of today are far removed temperamentally and physically from their mastiff-like ancestors, which were bred in Germany in the Middle Ages to hunt wild boar. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. I want to welcome onto the program right now Maverick Leach, the owner and handler of Kai, a Great Dane that will be showing in 2026 at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in New York City. Maverick, welcome to Talkin' Pets.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on with us. I want to introduce you to Jilly and also Kayla here in the studio.
Hi, Maverick.
Hello.
Great to meet
Hello,
you.
Hello, guys.
So,
great.
Getting into everything with the whole dog show and all, Westminster, before you know it, it'll be right around the corner. And it's just one of the most historic, of course, dog shows in the country, in the world. And basically there are bench shows before the actual event that happens. And in 2026, it will be January 31st, February 2nd, and February 3rd. For the 150th event, basically at the Jacob Javits Center, the breed judging in Madison Square Garden for the group and best in show in New York City. And we're hoping that, and we're hoping your Great Dane makes it there, Maverick.
Thank you very much. He did win the lottery for acceptance, so we have every plan to make the trek up there and see how we do.
So I did pronounce his name correctly, right? Is it Kai?
It is Kai, yes.
How'd you come up with the name Kai?
So Kai has a root in King, and his registered name is Legos King of the Ring. So his, long story short, we did a Black Excellence litter, and his birth name was Tyson, for Mike Tyson. So we like to create our registered names around what their birth name is. So we did King of the Ring, and Kai means king in, I forget which language, but in some language.
Well, I like the name. So, and his registered name is?
Legos King of the Ring.
Now I got to ask, how'd you come up with that one? Are you a Legos fan?
So Lego comes from, is my kennel name, and it comes from my very first Great Dane. My very first Great Dane, his name was Lego. He was a rescue. And he is the reason I'm literally doing everything I do today. I am a veterinarian today because of that dog. I am actively showing in confirmation because of that dog and doing all the things that I do that are animal related because I rescued that first dog and he completely changed my life. So this is an homage to him.
You know, Great Danes are beautiful dogs. A good friend of mine, Greg Louganis, you know him from the 1980s Olympics and all, and plus he's been very involved in the animal world. And he had Great Danes for a long time and loved those dogs. But the biggest heartache with a Great Dane is that they usually only go 6 to 8 years, depending on health situations and all. And that's a tough loss. How old is Kai?
So Kai just turned 18 months. He was from my litter last June. We showed at our Great Dane National in October of last year, where in the Futurity, he won Best Puppy Dog in Futurity.
Awesome.
But the breed as a whole, the preservation breeders have done a lot of specific health testing and have really striven to push that longevity of the breed forward. So while 6 to 8 was the norm, probably around the turn of early 2000s, we have extended that now. So we're actually pushing 8 to 12 is our average right now. It's not uncommon to see a Dane in the double digits.
That's awesome. Wow. That is awesome. And I know we've reported several times in the science part of it that they're creating this, I don't know, drug or something that for the larger breed dogs that they could take and it would increase their longevity in life. So it's kind of interesting how science is involved with the animal world and then ends up evolving into the human world. But so this is your first time that you're going to be showing Kai in the benching at Westminster Kennel Club, correct?
Correct.
So I'm going to let Jilly take most of this when we come back out of the break, because Jilly has been a handler and she's worked at Westminster. I mean, I've covered the show since 1993. Basically when I had a health issue around COVID, I ended up backing off of Westminster for a period, but great show. I'll tell you, the things that go on there are just amazing. There's always action within the, you know, during the benching of the breeds. And to me, and maybe Jilly can tell you more when we come back out of the break, but to me it seems a little bit more confusing. But I'm just the voice. I'm the one that, you know, up there talking about things. But Jilly was down in the pit. So we'll find out, and she'll give you some advice on that as well. So we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, I definitely want to continue on with this conversation. So, by the way, the Westminster Kennel Club, established in 1877, is America's oldest organization dedicated to the sport of dogs. It hosts the iconic all-breed Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the second longest continuously held sporting event in the U.S., and since 1948, the longest nationally televised live dog show. We'll be right back with more of Talkin' Pets. We're speaking with Maverick Leach. He is the owner and handler for Kai, Lego's King of the Ring. We're talking about Westminster. If anybody else has been there and you want to call in with some advice, I'm sure that Maverick would appreciate it. But once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say what's in this
no
drink.
No cap to be had out there.
I wish I knew
Your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight
so
now.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets, sunsets every night. Golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Famous at the dog show. Can't nobody handle like me, bro. Strutting around that ring, yo. They are all looking at me. We are doing it doggy style. In my youth, I was a troublemaker. You all know the drill. Just like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, except no Uncle Phil. Mommy kept me out of jail the best way that she could. She led me to the dog show she made in my new hood. We started at the breeder and we bought a Skipper Key. And when I met the trainer, she was overcome with glee. They all looked on in splendor for the savior finally came. And Muhammad Ali repeated and cheered and screamed my name. When I had my first show, I straight made him my bitch. No star dog could compare with me, I just turned on the switch. I traveled every weekend winning blue ribbons galore. And I was tripping with celebrity and rocking like a tour. At the dog show, can't nobody handle like me.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. So the breed judging, the dogs compete against others of their own breed at the Javits Center. At Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the group competition is the winners from each breed advance to compete in one of seven groups: sporting, hound, working, terrier, toy, non-sporting, herding, and in the evenings at MSG. So the best in show is the final event, where seven group winners compete for the final title. So, Jilly, I said I was going to hand this off to you with Maverick, Maverick Leach, who is the owner and the handler for Kai, Lego's King of the Ring, that's going to be competing at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show this coming year. It's so weird to say 2026 is right around the corner. So what advice would you give Maverick in regards to, and Maverick, you're going to be handling Kai there at the event?
Yes, I'll be there handling him.
So I want to say one thing right off the bat. Again, getting away from the dog thing, but maybe getting a little bit more in the announcing part of it. But be complimentary with what you wear next to Kai.
Yes.
I'll tell you, when I watched the Westminster all these years and I look at some of the outfits of the handlers showing the dogs, I'm like, really? did you look in a mirror before you went on the floor of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show at Madison Square Garden? I don't think so.
Well, and I have some advice for that, too, because I've done this many times. And first of all, kudos to you, Maverick. Owner-handler is a very difficult situation, but it's better for the dog because the dog usually responds better instead of handing them off to somebody that they might not have had a lot of time to work with. So a standing ovation for you doing that. When you're in qualifications, you will be, of course, up against how many are going to go in. I haven't gotten the books yet, so I don't know how many people you're competing against. But you don't have to be so, you know, like in a suit and tie, but you do have to look really nice. But if you do get best of breed and you're going in the ring that night, because you're in the working group, I believe. Make sure you figure out if it's a male judge, what he's wearing, because if he's wearing a suit and tie, which he probably will be, it's best to compliment that as well, because they really do that. They love that. If he's wearing a straight tie, make sure you're wearing a straight tie. If he's wearing a bow tie, wear a bow tie. So just have those extra things in your wardrobe for you, you know, to do.
It is funny, though. I have to say, I mean, when I watched the show, and Jilly, we've watched it together many times at Madison Square Garden on the floor there, and I do pay attention to what the handlers are wearing. And I also pay attention, and that comes to my judging, and I'm pretty good at picking winners. And that comes to the point of, like, is it complimentary to the breed? Is it complimentary to that dog?
Right.
So what Jilly's telling you is spot on, I believe.
Yeah.
Maverick,
you want to make sure that in complimenting him that he stands out more than you stand out. I show Rottweilers, so I will wear like a black suit or a black pantsuit. I have red hair, which can go along with the mahogany, but my hair is not down. I braid my hair back. I wear very streamlined riding boots, so I kind of disappear. I compliment the dog, but the dog stands out more. But you're going into a benching situation, so just be be ready for that. It's tough. I don't know if you've ever had to do that before.
Because never been to the bench show.
The larger the dog, you know, the harder it is to keep them confined in that. And there'll be little tape things. They'll tell you their legs can't cross it, their heads can't cross it. But you will see dogs snoozing all the time where their nose is over the line. I don't stress out too much because you'll be where all of the where all the other Danes are and the larger dogs. So you'll be able to talk to people next to you and, you know, because you're only allowed to leave your benching situation to walk them to the bathroom or to go into a ring. And then they go right back to the benching. So it can be really, especially with a large dog, they want to move around more. So just, you know, just, I used to say, he's got to go to the bathroom again all the time just to get him up and move their legs.
Right.
But, and if I'm there, I'm planning on going. I'm at a 50-50 right now. I'm having a hard time getting a trusted sitter for my Rottweiler, who is a retired champion.
Nice.
He did not go to Westminster, though. He went all over the state of Florida and the East Coast. But if I'm there, I'm going to make sure I get there for your qualifications, and I'll come up and introduce myself to you, and I'll cheer you on. So,
awesome. We'll love to meet you.
Just move around as much as you can without, you know, breaking any rules. And eye contact with the judge is good, but just make sure that he's stacking well and that he's not moving around too much, and please practice your gait and everything so you're right along with him as you're running in the circle. And lots of judges change. Some say go to cross the ring to the left and then stop and turn around, then go 20 feet to the right and then come back across. Everyone's going to be different. Just remember to listen to what they say. Look at somebody who's in front of you, watch them doing it so you do it exactly that way, and you'll do well.
Yeah, Jilly,
have fun with it. Don't be nervous.
I got two questions for you, Jilly, to add on to it. And, you know, when I was out there, Connie used to show the Mastiffs, a friend of mine in Arizona.
Yes.
And we went walking through, you know, New York with her Mastiff, which is about the size of a lion. I mean, people were so afraid of it. But I'll never forget the one day that we went down to this little park where there was a little patch of grass and everything in New York, because they're hard to find there, where Madison Square Garden is. But the thing is that I noticed a lot of people bending over and doing something with the dogs behind. And I was like, what is going on in this park? And she had told me it's a trick where you take a match, insert it into the anus of the dog, and it creates the dog a stimulation so the dog can relieve itself. Because I guess some dogs get a little constipated.
Uptight. Yeah.
Yeah. With everything going on, and that method helps them to relieve. Plus, I know some people have used it before they went onto a floor, because I'll never forget the one day where the dog got onto the floor. He was the one in focus. I forget what breed it was, but Jilly, I'm sure you remember this, when the dog let go and went number two right there in the middle of Madison Square Garden.
Somebody will run out and clean it up, and you don't get points off for that, because that's something that can't be helped a lot of times.
Yeah, and don't fret over it. I mean,
don't fret over it.
The thousands of people that were there at the garden, everybody thought it was like the keenest thing that could have happened. But
Maverick, I have some other really, really impertinent advice. It is winter. They will be salting.
Hold on to that, Jilly. Okay. Hold on to that, because that music means we got to go to a break. So we're going to come back, and we're going to continue on with Maverick Leach, the owner-handler of Kai, Lego's King of the Ring, who will be competing at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the benching out there, coming in 2026. But we'll be right back. If you have any questions, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
A recent discovery in the Italian Alps has revealed thousands of dinosaur footprints, with one vertical surface alone estimated to contain around 2,400 individual imprints. The footprints were found on a remote, nearly vertical rock face in the Stelvio National Park near Bormio, Italy, which is the venue for the 2026 Winter Olympics. While the number 2,400 refers to the prints visible on a single surface, the total count for the area is estimated to be in the tens of thousands. Paleontologist Cristiano Del Sasso noted that such a high number of parallel tracks indicated group behavior, which is animals walking together, is rare for a Triassic period, making the find particularly important. Wildlife photographer Elio Della Ferreira first spotted the tracks in September 2025 while photographing deer and vultures. He had previously seen the area but did not realize what the marks were until this specific instance. The well-preserved tracks are thought to be approximately 200 million years old, dating back to the late Triassic period. Some prints are up to 40 centimeters wide with visible claw marks. The land was flat when the footprints were originally made in the mud and sand. Tectonic plate movement over millions of years pushed the rock's face into the current near vertical position high in the Alps. The site is difficult to access, located some 2,400 to 2,800 meters above sea level, so experts plan to use drones and remote sensing technologies for further study. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
And don't forget, you can listen to us and watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, also on Pound 250 on your smartphone during the showtime, 5 to 8 on Saturdays, Eastern Time. You can also listen on our website, talkinpets.com, and on Alexa, CRN4, tune in. You can listen there as well during the showtime. What right now you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We are live, and we want to talk to you. Happy holidays to everybody out there. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thank you. talk about things we've gone through. Though it's hurting me, now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And we hope the winner takes it all, which would be Kai at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show for 2026. And Jilly, you were giving Maverick... I have to ask you, Maverick, before Jilly gets into the weather about everything, is that is Kai like an energetic dog?
He is. he's got a lot of energy, and he can sometimes be very stubborn in the ring with what he wants to do versus what I want him to do.
So, Jilly, is that a problem before you get into the weather thing? Because that was another question I had for you regarding Kai. I've seen dogs that are rambunctious in front of the camera and everything like that, and the crowd loves it. But how does the judge feel about it, in your
opinion? It's going to depend. It depends on the judge. Some people think it's great. And if the crowd laughs and claps, that's excellent for you. So if he's getting rambunctious, as long as you are able to get him in check very quickly, then that's good. But what I really wanted to express about being in New York City, because I've had this happen to other dogs that I've handled for other people, is it's inevitable. We'll have snow, and they salt everywhere. Everything is done. So we used to have a place in one of the hotels, which has now been, you know, blown up and gone. And we had a doggy room to take them down to go to
Hotel
do their business.
Penn. That was a great place.
Wherever you're staying, check around to where the nearest area is, because there are very few parks, as John had mentioned. But to get there, you're going to have to walk down the street. So make sure that he has a warm coat, because he's not big and furry, and make sure that you have protection for his feet. And if he won't wear booties, which are difficult to find, you sometimes with larger dogs, you have to have them custom made. Make sure you have a salve to put on the bottom of his feet and clean his feet when you get back. You put the salve on before you go. When you get back to the room, clean the feet, put more salve on. Because if it gets into his paws or it gets stuck between his toes, it can eat through the paws and it'll make his feet bleed and he won't be able to show. So
thank you. That's good information.
Yeah, it's really...
I'm from Florida.
Yep. Me too. So I just live in Tennessee now, but I learned the hard way, had got all the way there and wasn't able to show the dog because his feet were ruined. So,
gotcha.
And you can practice now with, if he'll wear the booties, you are,
right.
You're so good. If it's twice as much work, if you have to wash salve again, but keep them well protected, so that they don't, because once you're in the Javits Center, it's going to be beautiful and carpeted. They just redid it. I was there last year. It was incredible. The garden is all redone too. Cause once, if you are lucky enough to make it to the Best of Breed, as the end of the day goes by, everyone else can go home. They have to leave. But you guys are transported by security to the garden, to another benching area for that evening's event, because they don't want anybody switching out dogs and stuff like that. So it'll be a very, very long day for him. But, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, I get to cheer you on. I think it's wonderful.
So the one thing, too, is that you co-own Kai with Walt, right?
Correct, yeah.
That's how we got to meet. I got to meet Maverick through Walt, a good friend of mine for many years, who happens to be on a cruise right now. So he's not with us today. But I want to give a shout-out to him because he's one of the nicest guys I've met in the state of Florida.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
great guy. Amazing
guy. And so congratulations on, you know, co-owning with him, because I know his character and I know the kind of person that he is, and he's just an amazing dude. But one thing I wanted to ask, Maverick, before we say goodbye, what questions are you curious about that maybe we haven't touched on for Jilly or myself?
My big questions were in regards to the benching, and I think Jilly took care of that for me, so I appreciate
it. Awesome. And do you know where you're staying?
I have not booked hotel yet, but I'm looking at, I guess it's called the New Yorker, is the host hotel.
Yep. Yep.
So that's probably, I'm looking at that.
That's where we're staying too. And there's not a lot of places around there, but it is right across the street from the garden. So that's the good part about it.
Awesome.
Javits Center's a little bit farther. It's kind of a few more blocks up, and they are big blocks. But and I'm trying to remember where the parks are, but you can get a map. You can look one up online and get a map, and it'll show you. Or ask the concierge, too, when you get there. They might be able to lead you in the right direction, because I'm sure every dog is heading that way.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, Maverick, good luck with everything. And I'm sure you're probably looking into working out how you're getting Kai there, you know, via flight or whatever. Which is going to be a job in itself. Any recommendations there, Jilly, on flying Kai?
I always drove them or had a courier drive them up with other show dogs on a big, like a specific dog bus. But I wouldn't know who that would be right now. It's so hard to fly a big dog because you'll have to get an entire row of seats on whatever airline's going to accommodate you for a Great Dane, and you have to pay for all those seats. So sometimes it works better if you can, you know, drive up and rent a car so you can turn in the car and not have to park it, because they'll charge you through the yin yang to park it there.
It's New York City.
Gotcha.
Yep. But there is a great thing about the New Yorker. There's a bar in the lobby, and there's an incredible Italian restaurant right there on site. So I can tell you that.
Yeah, if you're looking for Jilly,
I'll be at
that's where you'll find her.
Well, we're looking at, I guess it's called Retrieve Air, just on Shark Tank. So I'm looking into them to fly up. They have a whole thing that they do. So it's about $1,000 each way is what it's looking like.
Yeah, there's a couple of them out there. And I think I had a conversation, I think, recently with Retrieve Air, because I remember them saying something about Shark Tank. There's that company, and there are that I know of one or two. I mean, I can kind of research that for you if you wish. But, I would start moving on everything as soon as you can, so you got everything, all the ducks in a row on it, because at the last minute it could be crazy.
Yeah, ask them if you can come and see. I mean, if he's going to be on a plane and you're flying different than him, sometimes they let the owner fly with him. You know, otherwise they have their own compartments. It just depends on what service is doing it. But make sure you go to where they are and check out the accommodations way before, so it makes you comfortable how he's being flown. Because you want them inside the cabin. You don't want them underneath, because that will freak your dog out. Yeah. Okay.
Has Kai flown before anywhere?
He has not.
Okay. Yeah.
How is he in elevators? If he's never been in an elevator, I suggest you go find some place with an elevator and start working on getting him in an elevator too.
Right.
Because you're going to be in a lot of elevators. Okay.
The other thing too, I wanted to bring. You're a doctor, so it's like I wanted to bring into the conversation there's controversy out there about it, because in the old days, people used to say, you know, kind of give your dog a sedative or whatever when flying. But then there's also been controversy saying that you don't give your dog anything, because if the plane happens to have air trouble or anything goes on with the plane, the dog wants to be able to be quite aware of its crate and be able to support itself. Whereas if it's kind of drugged up, it could actually get hurt in the crate. So I would do a little research on that as well. Jilly, what do you think about that? Because I've heard different opinions from different doctors.
It depends on the dog. You know, I've been very lucky with my Rottweilers that they were very calm flying and very calm driving. I mean, right now I take Xerxes, my male Rottweiler, everywhere I go. And we've been doing a lot of road trips. We're heading down to Florida, you know, for New Year's for a couple weeks. And, you know, he's great. But I know dogs that go spastic just in the car or get car sick. You know your own dog. So I would go with whatever feels comfortable for you.
Well, Maverick Leach, the handler and owner of Kai, Lego's King of the Ring. We wish you the best at Westminster coming up in 2026 with the benching and all. And, of course, Walt knows how to get a hold of me, and you do too now. You've got my private cell. So if I can help you in any way, please let me know. But I wanted to thank you for joining us, because I'm sure a lot of people watch Westminster and kind of wonder what the conversation's like, you know, before and after.
Right.
So thanks for joining us here on the show, Across America.
I really appreciate the time and for having me, and I look forward to enjoying my first time in New York City.
Sounds good. We're going to go out to another break. We'll be right back. That is Maverick Leach, and this is Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. Happy holidays to everybody out there. And don't forget, Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show will be here before you know it. This is Talkin' Pets.
Please come home for Christmas.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X. the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product.
Elanco Animal Health has received full approval for the U.S. Department of Agriculture for its canine parvovirus monoclonal antibody treatment, previously conditionally licensed in 2023. The product, now approved as a therapeutic for canine parvovirus, marks the first USDA-approved treatment for the disease beyond supportive care and will be marketed under the name Trutec. Canine parvovirus is a highly contagious disease that primarily affects puppies and is associated with high mortality rates without treatment. The USDA's full approval follows earlier conditional licensure granted to address an unmet medical need. The agency has also approved the product for passive immunity to help prevent parvovirus infection in exposed puppies. Receiving full USDA approval for our life-saving parvo treatment reinforces our promise to go beyond for veterinarians, pet owners, and most importantly, the puppies across the country who need it most, said Bobby Modi, Executive Vice President of U.S. Pet Health. Since its initial availability, the company has expanded manufacturing capacity and supported broader access through donations to veterinary clinics and shelters. The company reported that real-world and clinical data submitted to the USDA supported the product's safety and effectiveness in both treatment and preventions. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
I feel like I should put my dancing shoes on, Jilly. We'll have to do that when you come into town.
Okay.
Okay. There's that country girl came out.
Okay.
Hey, I'm very happy for Maverick Leach and my friend Walt.
Oh, I'm so excited for him.
Yeah.
They're going to have a great time. It's just, it's good to know. There are things that I wish people could have told me my first few trips. You learn quickly. That's all I can say. So I was happy that I could inform him of just some of the things you wouldn't even think about, you know?
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I mean, there's a lot that goes on. And as slow as it may seem to you because you have to wait around a lot, it's actually things go pretty quickly.
It does.
So especially when it's your turn to walk around that ring. But I hope he makes it to the main floor of Madison Square Garden because there's nothing like it. And I wish I was going to be there. I've kind of not covered it for the last couple of years. I'd like to go. Maybe I should go as a spectator more than a broadcaster because there's a lot that goes in when you're broadcasting from there. And of course, when Hotel Pennsylvania got demolished,
imploded.
That was our home. So if there's another hotel in New York City that wants to invite us for a broadcast out of there, give us a call. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, even if you've got questions. 818-818-6401. But I do want to welcome onto the program a new member to the family of Talking Pets, WDLA AM 1270 in Walton, New York. A big shout out to Dawn and my buddy Chase out there. So thanks for joining on in Walton, New York. This is Talkin' Pets. So, yeah, Jilly, I mean, the weather, it does. I'm glad you brought the weather thing up, because that's a big factor out there when you're, you know, there for Westminster, because there really is no, like, parks really close by.
No.
It is kind of tough when you're walking around that area and then you walk over a wet area and you're realizing that, oh, that's dog pee.
Yeah. And I forgot to mention to him, too, he can check. There are some cab companies. Of course, he would probably have to have like a van cab that will take you with your dog to Central Park. So if he can locate that through his concierge there at the New Yorker, because it's too far to walk the dog, it would be detrimental to his feet going that far from the New Yorker to Central Park. But there's a huge place to take the dogs in Central Park if you can find the right cabbie who will take you there. So
yeah, and
that's
good.
Not because he's going to be in the working group, which is Tuesday, so all day Monday, you know, he's going to have to, or Sunday whenever he gets there, he's going to have to find a place to entertain his dog.
I mean, it's a huge sports event. I mean, it's powerful on TV. It's powerful when you're there. You know, people love it, and there's a lot of interesting things to find out, because at the benching as well, and certain events go on, not only surrounding like the sporting group and the hound group or whatever, but there's also like agility trials that go on there. And
yep,
I think
that's Saturday. I think
there's another one too. And it's on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of what the competition is. But they do deal with a lot of other things. And you do get to talk to the handlers and the breeders and so on and so forth that are there to find out more about the breeds, whether that would be right for you or not.
Right.
But we always say, and they do say it also, I've heard it said at Westminster, is, you know, if you're looking for a pet, don't forget about your local shelters and, of course, your rescue groups as well, because there's a lot of dogs out there that need good homes.
Yeah, and at Westminster there won't be any dock diving, you know, vertical or horizontal. There won't be any carts or anything like that. And the agility, the best thing about agility is it's open to any dog. You do not have to be a purebred, and it's
right.
Very exciting to go to those events.
Yeah,
they're
like
separate
that.
Tickets, so if you're going to be there, anybody that's going up there, remember that everything is a separate ticket. Just because you have tickets to the show Monday and Tuesday night does not get you in to the qualifications. It doesn't get you into the agility or anything. It's separate tickets for each one. So think ahead and get there before they sell out.
There is the benching that goes on. There's the best in show. There's the master's agility. There's the master's obedience, the junior showmanship, and flyball. So there's a lot of things that happen during the event. So check it out. That's going to be coming up the beginning of next year, which is right around the corner. Well, Merry Christmas,
indeed.
Happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, and much love from all of us here. Of
Feliz Talking Navidad. Pets. You forgot that one.
Oh, okay. What's the one from Seinfeld? Happy Festivus.
Festivus, yes.
I think we got them all covered. But anyway, happy. Have a great time with your family and friends during the holidays. And just enjoy. And, you know, I had a conversation, and I know I'm up on time, but remember, the holidays are not just about gifts and giving. They're about spending time with the people that you love and you care about.
Exactly.
That's the true message of Christmas. From myself, John Patch.
And Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
We say goodbye for now.
Bye, y'all.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.